No problem at all.
And again, do you remember Willie Nugent got a tape for Tower Hill that was cruising down the river?
He did indeed.
Well, I still have it. It was for me.
Uh-huh.
And Junior, you're going to be missed very badly.
Well, hopefully we'll be back very shortly.
I hope so.
I hope indeed.
Because you're going to be very missed very, very badly, because every morning at 11 o'clock you say hello. And
good morning.
I work with a special care, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they say, there's a wee man.
Yes.
You know, and you're going to be missed very badly.
Well, thanks very much, Sylvie,
but
for those sentiments.
In the name of God, you'll be back again.
Hopefully.
Ah, indeed. So, all the best, Junior, and I want to hear your voice very soon.
Thanks very much, Sylvia,
right,
and all the best for the
right,
new year.
Junior, right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
From Sylvia and Cecil, thank you very much indeed for the call. I think we have a couple of requests here which we better do and get back to. A little bit of music. Going out to Bobby and Carol Wilson in Kilkeel. That comes in from Son John. And I think, Junior, you have one there.
Yeah, I have a couple of requests here. There's one here for the Horson family from Carrickmore. And it's also for Sally, who is a big M fan. A very big fan of Ray McSherry. And Sylvia mentioned a gentleman there, the one and only Willie Nugent, and I think maybe a few words could be said about Willie. Unfortunately, Willie has retired from his fundraising at the moment, but hopefully he will be back very, very shortly. But he raised a lot of money for charity, Willie Nugent, and I couldn't thank him enough.
I think
myself.
I think
for the things that he's done here.
If we had the money that Willie had raised for charity, you and I wouldn't have any worries in the
world. We could retire to Bermuda. And anything that I ever wanted on the radio, maybe a wee competition, Willie sorted the whole thing out, and couldn't thank him enough. A gentleman among gentlemen is the one and only Willie Nugent, and I think maybe Ray might have a few words to say about Willie Nugent there, who's done marvellous work for charity.
Well, just speaking about charity, I'd like to pay tribute to Willie Nugent for his all his endeavours over the years, because, as you know, sometimes people who do a lot of charity work sometimes taken for granted, but Willie was always the first one in, was always first to the fore, and I did see he got a mention in the local paper, the Ulster Gazette, this week. Fair play to you, Willie, and indeed you'll be badly missed from your fundraising in the next few years. I'd like to say hello, and a special hello to Jim Crozier there, a good friend of mine from Armagh. Jim, it's nice to see you get out on the pig's back, as the man says. And I wish you every success and everything for the future. Another good friend of mine that just retired a few weeks ago too, might as well give him a mention too, is Mr. Raymond Wilson from Armagh. We'll say hello and good evening to Raymond as well and his nice wife. And wish you every happiness and health and all in the future, and hope everything goes well for you. We'll hand you back to Noel Millsap.
Right, thanks Ray. Let's not forget the charity events that Big M Radio has been involved in over the years too. Raised quite a bit of money for various organisations. The Kitui mission in Africa, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, there was a Action Cancer Heartbeat, the Kevin and Monaghan Kidney Association, and various other charities that benefit from the dues that we had. Just looking back at a few of them, the beard shaving competition, lots of money raised for it. There was the Milkman of the Year competition. It raised in excess of £5,000. I must say, hello to all the milkmen that did turn up on the night. We had one hell of a night here in Castleblaney, I think you remember. The Bogmen were here on that night, Ray. You remember that one?
What about the first night, actually? One particular event springs to mind. The first weekend, I think I joined Big M here, and I had, I think it was the Tuesday prior to that, I had did about 10 minutes, I think, on air, and Frank had thrown me in at the deep end. He says, do 10 minutes, I'll do the controls for you. But on the following week, the station closed at 8:30 that particular time, I think. Remember, he says, right? And the Ethiopia story broke on TV, and I suggested to Frank that we do a 48-hour non-stop marathon on the air. And Frank thought it was absolutely bananas, but we tried it, and I think, if my memory serves me right, we did 6,500 in 48 hours. That defense in March, I think, had the first money out to Ethiopia. So that was just the start of fundraising here, and one of the aspects of Big M in the past few years. So it goes to show you what a community station can do.
And something else that we were talking, Junior and I were laughing about earlier on, taking the old football boots out of the attic, dusting them off, and the big football boots with a big strap across the toe.
I'm still wearing them. I got a few pounds for the football boots that I got for that match. I've just been handed a list of horses here from Charlie, and if there's anyone who'd like to place a few bets tomorrow morning, if you have pencil and paper ready in about 5 minutes, I'll read you out four horses, and you could make your fortune tomorrow by backing these horses from Charlie. Thanks very much, Charlie, for the racing tips for tomorrow. Back to you, Noel.
Right, I think that we have another caller on the phone here. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, could I have your name, please?
Bridget Mackin.
Bridget Mackin, from?
From Dundalk.
From Dundalk.
Yes.
Bridget, is there anything you'd like to say on the air?
I think I've said it all.
Well, go on, say it again.
I'm just sorry that you're going. I really am.
What particular type of music would you have
country,
listened to?
Yes.
Country music.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What I'm going to really miss out is on, the different plays, you know, the venues and that's where the... Especially Daniel O'Donnell. Does anybody know where Daniel O'Donnell is playing for the next 6 months?
Anybody know where Daniel O'Donnell is playing?
Yes, because I've been depending on...
Right, apparently he's in Hilltown on New Year's Eve night.
That's right.
Apart from that, we have no information
But
you're going to miss all the music then?
Oh, God, I really am. Yeah.
You would have been 6 or 7 hours a day on Big M.
Well, I usually listen from about 11 to 2, listen to Junior, and then sometimes from about 2 to half 3 to John McCann.
Uh-huh.
And
any particular singers or artists that you liked most of all?
I like D.O.D.
And
I like anything that, you know, in country, yeah, particularly.
Right. Okay, Bridget.
So,
Look, thanks very much for your call.
Thank you for
perhaps,
everything.
Perhaps you'll be hearing the familiar voices at some stage in the future.
Hopefully. And thanks for everything.
Bridget, thanks very much indeed.
Bye.
All the best, Bridget.
And I think I have a request here, and then we'll get into a little bit of music. Unless, Junior, have you something which you want to add?
I've just been handed a note here. I think it was a letter addressed to John McClure, who's just gone home there. And it says, on this farewell, Big M, I shall miss you. Thank you for the happy memories of your company and the wee chats and requests for me. As a parting shot, will you please send my good wishes and greetings to Mrs. McQuillan and Mrs. McCrudden, I think that is, and all my old friends, Mary McKay, down there in Belfast, and best wishes to everyone at the station. Hopefully one day soon we shall be hearing the familiar voices once again. Sincerely yours, Hazel Lindsay from Stranmillis Road in Belfast.
That's a nice request going out. And I have one here as well for Niall McCann, who lives in 6 Mile Cross. It's also for Rita Hackett, who lives in Clogher. What about this one from Sonny Knowles? Little medley of songs which I think are absolutely great. I think Sonny Knowles is a great singer.
If you should feel two arms enfold you, don't be surprised if no one's there. It's just because my two arms hold you all the time and everywhere. If you should feel a kiss caress you right on some busy thoroughfare, it's just because my true lips bless you all the time and everywhere. All through the day near you I stand, you cross the way, I take your hand, you lie awake and I count sheep on your pillow when you sleep. It took a lifetime, but I found you, and every day I say a prayer. Please, darling, keep my love around you all the time and everywhere. Someone broke into my heart and stole a beat or two. The finger of suspicion points at you. Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue. The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll take and lock her charms forever in my arms. And who is bound to be the guilty who? The finger of suspicion points at you.
Someone
the finger of suspicion points at you.
Someone took away my sleep and never left a clue.
The finger of suspicion points at you. Just as soon as they can make the guilty one confess, I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I'll take a locker charms forever in my arms, and who is bound to be the guilty who? The finger of suspicion points at you. Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Very talented Sonny Knowles and a little medley of oldies. I think that's absolutely super. Studio's packed here at the moment. It's
lovely stuff, Noel.
It's about 18 minutes before 10 o'clock. If anybody is worrying about the time, nobody here seems to be worrying about it too much. And I have sitting quite close to me here, in the middle of about 49 million other people, two very important people on the station indeed. Eileen, our newsreader, and Martina, our secretary, and Junior has a microphone.
Well, we're going to have a word here with Eileen. Eileen, our newsreader, how have you enjoyed your stay here with Big M? Come on.
Tremendously. It's been a great opportunity and I've enjoyed every moment of it. I've met terrific friends that I hope will always be friends, and we will. Lovely, lovely time.
Will you miss it?
Dreadfully, yes.
Oh, and Martina, of course, is beside us. We're going to, for the very first time, have a few words with Martina on live on the air. Martina, how have you enjoyed your stay here with Big M?
Very much. I really enjoyed talking to all the people on the phone and enjoyed the laughs.
And it has been a fairly busy day on the telephone here, and you've been here from early morning. Some great crack on the telephone and some sad stories as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of people crying. You know, sad to see it closing down.
I'll hand you back to Noel here.
Right.
I think we might get a bit of a song from everyone, though.
one, two...
Can you think of what we're going to sing? Oh, it's been organised here. Right, everyone
right,
is organised.
Okay. Ray McSherry's singing bass. Right.
Mama sang tenor.
Number called We Shall Not Be Moved, right?
We Shall Not Be Moved.
Right.
This
is a
one,
right.
Two, three, four.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. Just like a dream, I'm standing by the water's side.
we shall not be moved.
You are listening to the Big Aaron Community Choir.
We shall not, we shall not.
And we've got harmonies as well.
Like
for bookings, phone 40372.
We shall not be moved. Yes, we shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved.
It's all happening here tonight.
Please are at the door, please.
Last orders, please, last orders.
We shall not be moved.
Could we have your glasses, please?
And after that,
a big round of applause there for the Big M Orchestra. Yay! And chorus.
After that absolute delight, for want of a better word, let's get back to a very, very popular track from Frank McCaffrey. This is The Blackboard of My Heart.
And with Charlie's Racing Tips coming up after this.
When I was young, I went to school, taught me how to write. Take the chalk and make my mark and hope it turned out right. Well, that's the way it is with love and what you did to me. I wrote it so you'd know that I was yours eternally. But my tears have washed, I love you, on the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make another start. I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. My tears have washed, I love you, from the blackboard of my heart. If you'd have been true the way you should, and not have gone astray, my tears would not have fallen down and washed the words away. No need to talk, for if the chalk should write these words again, it would be for someone else, not things that might have been. But my tears have washed, I love you, from the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make another start. I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. My tears have washed, I love you, from the blackboard of my heart. My tears have washed, I love you, from the blackboard of my heart.
Washed, I love you. Washed from my heart.
Right, that's
Frank McCaffrey.
Frank McCaffrey. I'm just looking around here. I have a telephone in my hand, my earphones around my neck, and having a bit of difficulty. We have a caller on the line, and it's someone I know very well. That's Bernie. Hello, Bernie. How are you?
How are you?
Ah, that's better now. We had a failure there, which wasn't up. Thank you very much, Junior.
Thank you.
I'm not used to this phone, you see. It's all the modern technology. Bernie, you've been a regular listener to Big M for quite some time.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us what Big M has meant to you?
Oh, well, I've been listening to Big M from about a year and 10 months ago, and a few nights after Brian Jones arrived there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you have him to thank or blame for this listener.
Uh-huh.
Because, as some person said earlier on, it was the sexy voice got me.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like to say how well Stevie and Brian and Alan Hayward and Bob Lee and yourself, Noel,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to say how I enjoy all that type of music. And it has really meant a lot to me.
Right.
And
thank you, Bernie. Thank you, Bernie.
Thanks.
Stevie, so, here at the minute,
it's
Bernie.
Really meant a lot to me, that.
Right. Would you
and
like to say
also
that?
Thank you for your patience and kindness to me.
Right.
Personally. And a big question I'd like to ask.
What's that?
Where are all these glamorous and lovely and sexy girlfriends of Brian and yourself and
Bernie, tonight?
They're all
waiting in the wings for Stevie.
They're all figments of the imagination, Bernie.
You think so?
Indeed.
You've cheered me up no end, Noel.
Well, look, I think Stevie wants to say a quick word.
Right.
Good evening, Bernie.
Pardon, Stevie?
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Thanks very much for calling again tonight.
Right.
And, well, we wish you all the very best in 1989.
Thanks.
And we will see you again in the very near future.
Well, hopefully. I'm very sad about Big F closing down, you know.
Right, but Bernie, well, we thank you for... Well, Bernie, we thank you for your phone call, and we're going to play the very next record, which is... What is it, Noel?
We'll something queued up here. Bernie, might I just say to you, thanks very much indeed for your calls over the time that I've been here. And it's nice to know that when you do a show, there are people who are regular listeners. I'll miss your voice on the phone, and thanks very much indeed. All the best for 1989.
All the best to you, Noel,
all the staff here. All the best.
Thanks.
Bye, Bernie.
All the best now, Bernie, and we've another couple of requests here just before you play the next record, Noel. One here for Eamon Martin down there in Armagh, wishing everyone here at Big M all the best, and especially Martina. Very happy new year to us all. Thank you, Eamon. And we've one here for Jennifer Wilson from Ballymena, and it seems that Jennifer's heartbroken over Big M closing. Isn't this awful? And we have a request here from Clement Lahern and family up there in Newtown Hamilton. We'd like to wish us all the best. Thanks very much, Clement, and we'd like to wish yourself and your family all the best for the new year.
The party continues here on 104.8 megahertz FM in stereo.
And I still have Charlie's racing tips here.
Well, do you want to give them a go now in case people want to put it?
Well, a few people might have a pencil and paper ready, because
right.
This could be your lucky day, or tomorrow could be your lucky day. If you are backing horses tomorrow, here are Charlie's racing tips, the very final ones on Big M. Horse called Fred the Thread. Ray McSherry will back that one. Fred the Thread. It's running at the 12:30 at Newbury. The next horse is called Grey Salute. Grey Salute. It's running at the 2 o'clock at Newbury. The third horse is called Devil's Elbow. And it's running at the 1 o'clock at Leicester. And the fourth and final one, definitely back this one, is called Junior Citizen. And it's running at the 2:45 at Catterick. Those are the racing tips from Charlie. Fred the Thread, 12:30 Newbury. Grey Salute, 2 o'clock Newbury. Devil's Elbow, 1 o'clock at Leicester, and Junior Citizen, 2:45 at Catterick. Those are the racing tips, Noel.
The final racing tips from Charlie. And Charlie, once again, from everybody here at Big M, thank you very, very much indeed. Apparently some people outside in the next room, they've either been waltzing or dancing or jiving or whatever.
Or collapsing in a stupor.
It's all the vino collapso.
The what?
The vino collapso.
I didn't know you spoke.
It's either that or domestos. Especially for Martin and Mina, who apparently were waltzing earlier on, and they're now looking for something to jive to. Well, we'll take this track from Philomena Quinn and see what happens. Not quite jive, but... Well, in the state they are, I don't think they could jive anyway.
The hills were alive with wildflowers, and I was as wild, even wilder than they. Or at least I could run. They just died in the sun, and I refused to just wither away. Just a wild mountain rose needing freedoms to grow. So I ran fearing not where I'd go. Oh, oh. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wild flowers don't care where they grow. And the flowers I knew in the fields where I grew were content to be lost in the crowd. They were common and close. I had no room for growth, and I wanted so much to branch out. So I uprooted myself from my home ground and left. Took my dreams and I took to the road. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wild flowers don't care where they grow. And I never felt right in a garden so different from me. I just never belonged, I just longed to be gone. So the garden one day set me free. I itched to ride with the wind, and since he was my friend, I just
untold. No regret for the path that I chose. Oh, oh. When a flower grows wild, it can always survive. Wildflowers don't care where they grow.
Philomena Quinn's Wild Flowers song, which, if my memory serves me correctly, was very, very high in the Big M Irish country charts some time ago. And don't forget that our lines are still open, 40372, if you want to give us a ring. 0004 the code from the north of Ireland, and 042 the code from outside the Dundalk dialing exchange area. I think that we have a few requests here and dedications and mentions, so I'll hand you over to Junior.
Right, thanks, Noel. We have a request here for Chris Jacobs, one of our very popular disc jockeys here on Big M, and he wishes all the Big M staff all the best in the future. Sorry he couldn't make it tonight, but he's extremely busy. And Ray, I think you have a few words to say about our good friend Chris Jacobs.
Now, Chris Jacobs, you have a cent answer for, because Chris asked me a couple of weeks ago to get him an album, which he couldn't get anywhere in the local area. So I was in Uri one day, and I tried Caroline Music in Buttercrane, I tried Michael Carnes, and I tried some other record shop. And the name of the album, everybody was looking, because I usually go to the record shop or something by Mick Flavin, but this record album was called Spreading the Disease by a group called Anthrax. Now, Chris, I can tell you something, you really embarrassed me going to the record shop asking about that. In the name of God, you ever heard of a group called Anthrax?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Maximatosis. Red water.
Oh.
Fishing scar.
What do you call that stuff advertised there in Ruddy Ware in there after the year, between the news there? Or cattle. Drouching or drouching, is it? Well, Chris, I wish you a very peaceful 1989, and I hope the album gives you many hours of listening pleasure. Back to you, Junior, do we?
And we'll say hello to Frankie Lynch, who was in earlier on there. Frankie, of course, a very popular disc jockey here on Big M. And you knew Frankie years ago when he was with the Finavens, Ray.
That's right. Well, Frankie is some creator, and it's just a pity that Frankie did. It's not much on. He just hadn't the time to devote to the programs here. But Frankie, nice to have been working with you these last few years, and hopefully we'll meet up again sometime. Still doing the disco down in the Glen Cairn, the Golden Oldies, isn't he? Many nights a week is he down there at the present time? Two nights a week. So every success to you, Frankie, in the Golden Oldies and that sort of thing. We have Brian Jones has just awakened. Rude awakening, to say the least. Brian, good morning.
And welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
What do you think of Anthrax of Spreading the Disease?
Should be stumped out.
No, it's get it's like the TB. It's like TB and cattle.
What about that lady from Dunnetmore that goes to bed every night and takes the radio with her?
What about her?
I was telling you last week, I was talking to her in Indiana one night.
Yeah. She's finished going to bed now.
She'll be on the sleeping tablets. Right, well, back to you.
I think Junior has another couple of dedications here.
Yeah, I have a couple of requests here from Martin McKenna, who stole Charlie's racing tips here. I believe he's going to back them tomorrow, so there could be a big windfall for the McKenna family tomorrow. But he said to play a request here for Liam, Justin, Barry, Enda, and the request coming from Mum and Dad. And there's a little message here for all the kids. Would you please go to bed soon? And it's also for Marie and Louise, wishing them all the best. Back to you, Noel.
Right, well, we'll play a request for all those people mentioned. This is from G.S. Gordon and the Kidwin Country Band. Back to my home in Ireland.
They say far away means blue greener. I'm sure what they tell me is true, for I'm far from my home. No more will I roam. I've learned from the lessons I've gone through. For the far away fields I long for are the ones where I once stood hand in hand. And that's why I find out for myself that all the fame and wealth can compare with this simple life I call. For the faraway fields that I long for are the ones where I once stood hand in hand. And that's why I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going back to my home in Ireland.
G.S. Gordon and the Kid Wayne Country Band, and going back to Ireland. 10 o'clock, just 1 minute in fact past 10 o'clock, and you, believe it or not, you're still listening to The Big One. Big M Radio, broadcasting on 954 864 kHz and 104 MHz FM in stereo. We've had a lot of people phoning in tonight talking about their favourite records, their favourite singers and so on and so forth. It's just struck me with a lot of the presenters here in the studio. It mightn't be a bad idea to ask them about their taste in music and the type of singer or groups or whatever that they've enjoyed playing over the years. Junior, any thoughts on that?
Well, in all, my thoughts on music are very broad. I could listen to practically anything. As listeners to my program.
I'm going to cut in here and say something that I remember talking to a presenter who was with the station some time ago but has since departed and who shall remain nameless. And your name came up and he actually told me that at one time Junior Walker used to play Echo and the Bunnymen. Just about everything.
Who? Yes, I remember them well. Echo and the Bunnymen. Will we ever forget them? No, they used to do a pop program. It wasn't actually a pop program. It was more or less a...
I'm going to quote something here.
Golden oldies.
whoever had records at the time.
Yes. There was the likes of Dennis Day and Doris Day. No, they were all in the charts at the time.
That was a time whenever FM was on wind-up.
Yes. We called it the wireless. We worked on dry and wet batteries at the
right,
time.
Well,
yes.
Getting back to the series.
The bread man used to bring the batteries to us.
Try to be serious, sir.
Yes.
Some of your favourite recording stars, who would they be?
Well, as I said, Noel, my musical tastes are very broad. No matter what anyone says, I absolutely love the Bogmen. I think they are absolutely brilliant. And heavy into Vera Lynn. Yes, you took me through the war, you know.
Well,
yes.
Des O'Connor, Max
Des O'Connor. Oh, yes, I remember them all. But on the Irish music scene, of course, Susan McCann, Philomena Begley, of course. Very fond of John Hogan, though someone swiped the brand new LP of John that arrived here. So
not guilty,
over this last couple of weeks, I haven't been playing John as much as I should, because I think he's one of the gentlemen that are in the scene at the moment, John Hogan. And who else? Mary Duff, of course. Kathy Durkin. And of course Big Tom.
One of the funny things that struck me, I would not now be an aficionado of country music in general.
That's a big word there, Noel.
It means
that was the best word I've heard today. Brian Jones would agree with me on that one. Aficionado.
I'm not going to use it again.
Right.
I wouldn't be heavily into country music, as you know. I play country music and like country music, but my taste would be slightly different. But it struck me that someone said that the Irish country music scene was dying, and yet over the past 2 years we've had more new names on the scene than perhaps ever before.
Yeah, of course, I put that down to the local stations, because for a while country music was absolutely dead. It was about to be buried here in Ireland, and then all of a sudden with local stations, new artists just popped up all over the place, and they're still popping up. And unfortunately, with the demise of the radio, that could just nip it all in the bud.
Those artists probably won't be heard again.
Yeah.
At least not with the same regularity.
No. Because if you are listening to, say, the likes of RTE or Downtown, there's only a certain amount of records, local records or artists that they can play in the day, and that is minimum.
Right.
But on stations like our own, we are pumping out that type of music 60%.
And giving
off
an awful lot of local bands the opportunity to...
Yeah, like the bands like the Easy Beats there, the Blacksmith, Dick Darby, Footloose, bands like that, they're all getting their chance here on
the game. So you wouldn't be too heavily into anthrax and spreading the disease?
No, but Ray McSherry seems to be into it anyway. Well, I must keep at arm's length.
We have also in the studio Brian Jones here, and I'm going to ask Brian. Brian, well, I was listening last... was it Wednesday night whenever I did the final sort of program, as it were, that I was filling in for Big Dan, who was absent. And I remember you saying that you and I had fairly similar tastes. I know also that you present the Irish Country Music Chart Show on Saturday morning from 9 to 12. So your tastes would vary. Would you like to give some thoughts on your favourite, the artists that perhaps you've sat back and listened to rather than queue up the next jingle?
Yeah, well, that's... music, as far as I'm concerned, I split it into two. You know, when I play on the radio, what I would listen to myself personally would be two different things.
Right, we're having just a wee microphone problem here at the moment, so if you just excuse the rattles and by.
Yes, the problem is you talk so low, Brian. That's
it's a heavier mic. Oh, it switched off, was it?
Right.
Yeah, we're talking about my taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right,
that's a
wide-ranging question. I played everything on the radio, you know, on Big M, from country to pop to rock, and what else is there, reggae? what I was saying was, like, what I would play on the air and what I would listen to personally,
right.
It would be two different things.
Mm-hmm. You spoke the other night about, I've made no secret of it, that I always enjoy listening to Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
I believe that...
Clapton is still gone.
Mm-hmm. EC.
Yeah, Eric Clapton, I got into him about 11, 12 years ago, and the reason why I did was, well, I was interested in the guitar, and I think if you're into playing the guitar, well, you're going to listen to people like Eric Clapton and...
you also failed.
Mark
Knopfler.
Knopfler.
With a P. You're also very fond of the country rock scene, the likes of Randy... what's
Steve
his name?
Earle.
Steve Earle.
Yeah, he's one of the new guys. Yeah, I like good... it's very difficult. I like music that's good, but to pin it down and say...
Do you have the problem that I have, the minute that people ask you, what music do you like, that the names just disappear from your mind?
Yeah, there's so much stuff, you know, I like to go out sometimes and buy LPs that I know nothing about and just take them home. And if you look through my record collection, you'll find everything from country, reggae, soul, blues, rock, middle of the road.
I can remember actually one night ringing you up rather late. Many years ago I went to see... what's his name, the big Merle Haggard in the King's Hall in Belfast, and the concert was absolutely awful, not because of Merle Haggard, but because of the sound. But the backing band was Joe Ely.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember actually ringing up one night and asking you the title track of an LP which you were playing.
That's right, yeah, I've got an LP of Joe Ely.
Mm-hmm. That type of country. Of course, again...
Yeah, new wave country.
Right, new wave country.
It's a mixture of country and blues and rock and roll.
Progressive country.
Yeah. Mm. It's very hard to pin it down. I like good, energetic, raw rock and roll belted out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to listen to some soft stuff. And blues, I like... Suppose if you bring it down to the basics...
B.B. King?
Yeah. I mean, all pop music originates from blues.
That's right.
So you have to go back to those roots.
And I always had a bit of a laugh with John McCann, because John plays a lot of... I suppose modern country music, especially American country music, and I always had a bit of a laugh with him, because my country taste, real country taste, would go back to the likes of Hank Williams, more or less the folk music in the country scene, and it was strange that John was saying that type of music basically wasn't really popular anymore, that the progressive country was taking over, the likes of Joe Ely and Steve Earle.
Earle, yeah.
Steve Earle, who
Steve Earle.
Is not really a country, nor is he rock. Somewhere in between.
His new LP is very much
more rock orientated, the Copperhead Road.
So you'd be more an LP man than... have you ever gone into a record shop and just picked up an LP because you thought it was interesting?
Oh yeah, I have on several occasions, you know, experimented. But I have to go back to Clapton. You know, if I could list a few artists off, Clapton is the man. You know, I'm collecting all his stuff. I've got 20 of his LPs at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see him in the new year.
Bruce Springsteen, Marvin Gaye. I like a lot of the Black Soul singers of the 60s. Motown.
Right.
Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding.
Well,
Sam Cooke.
Brian, thanks very much for the tirade on musical taste. Tell you what, we'll take a track from Susan McCann. This is one of her 45s.
How can I tell you? What can I say? With my emotion, I'm just a young girl, modest and shy, wishing and hoping, wondering why every night when I dream about you, I wake up crying. Give me more time, maybe because I need more time to make up my mind. Is it too soon? If I give in, would I be losing? Give me more time. Don't you agree? I need more time to set myself free. When I can be ready for love, I'll be yours till I die. Wait and see if it's real, if it's true, if it's love, not just pretending. Give me more time, maybe because I need more time to make up my mind. Is it too soon? If I give in, would I be losing? Give me more time. Myself free. When I can be ready for love, I'll be yours till I die. Give me more time, don't you agree? I need more time to set myself free. When I
appropriate title for a dedication. I'm being molested here at the moment by Stevie Gordon, I would say.
That's a very appropriate record there.
I think indeed. We'll dedicate that to all the stations at the moment.
Right, give me more time.
And we'll dedicate it to yourself, seeing as you're an old boy of the Susan McCann Band. Let's see, we've had a request here, a request in a
good
sense.
Good evening, all.
Good evening, Stephen. How are you, sir? Are you well?
Well, I'm well, but I'm not here.
You're not here. It's only a photocopy, is it?
It is, yes.
No.
Yes, indeed, sir.
I would like to put a correction across to the public.
Right. Go ahead, sir.
Should we beg? Should we grovel? Should we grovel to Mr. Morgan?
Whatever turns you on, sir.
Well,
You remember our days on C-103?
Indeed.
And, well, this is our last chance to speak.